So far this baseball season, it seems we've been hearing one name more than any other, Tommy John. What's weird is that Tommy John retired from baseball 25 years ago. But in 1974, he was the first player to undergo a new surgical procedure to fix an injured elbow ligament. The Tommy John surgery, as it's now known, involves taking a tendon from somewhere else in the body, or from a cadaver, and grafting it into place. Pitchers get it most often. But lately the surgery has become so common, with amateurs as well as pros, that some are calling it an epidemic. I spoke with Rob Nyer of Fox Sports, who stops short of that word, but he says it's still a huge deal.
Last year, there were roughly 50 Tommy John surgeries in all of professional baseball, which was a lot. This year, there have already been roughly 45.
Let's talk about Sean Burnett, the pitcher for the Angels, who this week became the latest pitcher to get this kind of surgery. Looking at this picture of him throwing the last pitch before he injured that elbow, it looks sick. I don't know if it's something about the angle, but it doesn't look like an elbow should bend like that. He'd already had the surgery once. Now he's had it a second time. Is that really smart?
Well, it's absolutely true that when you watch a pitcher in super slow motion or you see a still taken at the right split second, it absolutely looks unbelievably unnatural. But they've always basically done this. I just saw a picture of a pitcher in 1910, and he had basically the same pitching motion that pitchers have now. But pitchers today are bigger and stronger than they've ever been before. There's a lot of thought now that you can build up the muscles around the elbow ligament, and that might help, but you can't strengthen that ligament itself. And what we're doing is creating these giant power pitchers who can throw 95, 100 miles an hour routinely, but we just can't create an elbow ligament that allows them to do that year in, year out.
That speed you're talking about, is that what's causing them to need the surgery? Do we know what the real reasons are for it?
No, we don't, and that's the real tricky thing. I mean, we have a lot of people, a lot of really smart people who work for baseball teams, all the great doctors who specialize in pitchers. They haven't figured it out. There is some thought that you should certainly limit the number of pitches that you throw, and that's been happening for a long time. I think a lot of people now believe that teenagers shouldn't be pitching all year round, which many of them do. But nobody's figured out a magic bullet to this point. I don't know that anybody's going to for a long time.
Yeah, when you're talking about teenagers, and we're hearing about teenagers actually having this surgery, how worried should parents be about the way that their kids are throwing baseballs?
They certainly should be very worried. And I think most of them are. When we talk about how do you convince parents not to allow this to happen, is that the kids want to throw hard. The kids want to get a college scholarship. They want to get a professional contract. The way you do that is by throwing exceptionally hard, impressing the scouts, impressing college coaches. You know, what is the incentive to not do those things? It's difficult to say, especially when the success rate of these surgeries is very high, somewhere between 80 and 85% essentially of pitchers come back throwing essentially as well as they did before. So there's not a lot of incentive for teenagers, for college pitchers, young professionals, to stop throwing as hard as they have been, to throw fewer innings than they have been. There are a lot of incentives to keep doing those things.
That's Rob Nyer, senior baseball editor at FoxSports.com. Rob, thanks so much.
You bet. My pleasure.